Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Rigged to Fail: Blunt Spoken Investment Solutions for Unsuspecting Investors is a nonfiction investing book by Matthew Piepenberg and Thomas Lott that argues U.S. and global markets have been distorted by years of central bank intervention and an unusually extended bull run. Written from the perspective of veteran Wall Street insiders, it is aimed at Main Street investors, who may be exposed to large drawdowns without fully understanding the risks embedded in modern securities markets. The book is less a technical finance manual than a plain-spoken warning about market structure, investor behavior, and the consequences of relying on herd-driven optimism. Its purpose is both diagnostic and practical. It seeks to explain why the authors believe the current system is fragile, and it offers a disciplined framework for responding to that fragility with patience, common sense, and a clearer grasp of risk. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the authors see modern markets as structurally distorted. A central argument of the book is that the recent bull market has not been purely the result of normal price discovery. Instead, the authors describe it as artificially prolonged by unprecedented central bank support, especially through the Federal Reserve and other policy interventions that have suppressed volatility and encouraged risk-taking. This matters because the book treats market strength as deceptive surface-level gains can mask deeper fragility when prices are being held aloft by policy rather than organic fundamentals. The result, in the author's view, is a market that appears stable while becoming increasingly vulnerable to a reversal. By framing the environment this way, the book shifts the reader away from assuming that a rising market is automatically healthy or sustainable. It asks investors to think in terms of systemic distortion, not just portfolio returns. Secondly, the warning about historic drawdowns and retirement risk. The book is explicitly aimed at readers who may not be prepared for a major market contraction. Rather than focusing on short-term trading, it emphasizes the long-horizon consequences of a severe downturn for retirement accounts, family wealth, and financial plans built on assumptions of steady appreciation. The authors argue that many investors underestimate how damaging a long and deep correction can be when it arrives after years of complacency. This makes the book especially relevant to savers who have come to rely on equities and related assets as a default path to security. Its practical warning is that drawdowns are not abstract events for professionals to debate. They can permanently alter household balance sheets. The emphasis on retirement and generational wealth gives the book a defensive orientation, urging readers to consider not only upside, but also the durability of their capital under stress. Thirdly, three common investor mistakes that the book tries to correct. According to the book description, one of its main educational goals is to identify three major mistakes that uninformed investors typically make. Although the search material does not fully enumerate each one in detail, the broader message is clear that investors often participate in markets without sufficient skepticism, without understanding macroeconomic risk, and without a disciplined process for evaluating claims. The authors present these mistakes as behavioral and intellectual failures rather than simple bad luck. In that sense, the book functions as a corrective guide, showing how ordinary investors can become vulnerable when they follow popular narratives instead of studying the underlying structure of the market. The value of this section of the book lies in its attempt to replace vague confidence with sharper judgment. It encourages readers to question what they are told, identify the limits of conventional market optimism, and avoid repeating errors that are often invisible until losses occur. Fourthly, rejecting herd mentality in favor of logic and independent study, another major theme is the critique of herd behavior. The authors repeatedly contrast buy-buy-buy enthusiasm, media-driven euphoria, and crowd psychology with a more independent approach based on study, common sense, and logic. This is not simply a moral argument against emotional investing. It is a practical claim about how market participants become exposed to avoidable risk. When investors follow the crowd, they often ignore valuation, liquidity, policy dependence, and the possibility that consensus can be wrong at the same time. The book, therefore, treats independence as a form of risk management. It does not suggest that investors can eliminate uncertainty, but it does argue that they can improve decision quality by resisting social pressure and narrative momentum. This makes the book as much about intellectual discipline as asset allocation. Its message is that a durable investment approach requires the willingness to think differently when public sentiment is most confident. Lastly, a blunt, defensive framework for navigating a rigged market. The book presents itself as a common sense tutorial for winning in what the authors call a rigged-to-fail securities market. That framing does not mean the market is literally rigged in a conspiratorial sense. Rather, it suggests that structural incentives, central bank policy, and crowd behavior can tilt outcomes against the uninformed investor. In response, the authors recommend a defensive posture grounded in patience, candor, and strategy. The practical lesson is not that investors should abandon markets altogether, but that they should enter them with clearer expectations and more realistic risk controls. This is what distinguishes the book from generic investment advice. It is not centered on stock picking or market timing formulas, but on recognizing systemic vulnerability and adapting accordingly. The result is a book that combines warning and guidance, aiming to help readers preserve capital and avoid the most damaging mistakes in an environment the authors see as unusually unstable. In conclusion, Rigged to Fail is best suited to investors who are uneasy about conventional market optimism, especially retirees, near retirees, and self-directed readers who want a critical view of modern capital markets. It is also useful for anyone who suspects that long bull markets can create dangerous complacency, but wants that concern explained in plain language rather than technical jargon. The book can provide practical value by sharpening risk awareness, encouraging readers to examine central bank dependence, and pushing them to question herd-driven assumptions before making allocation decisions. Intellectually, it offers a useful counterweight to books that assume rising markets are evidence of healthy fundamentals. What sets it apart in the investing category is its blunt tone and its focus on structural fragility rather than performance chasing. Instead of promising formulas for quick gains, it frames investing as a discipline of skepticism, patience, and capital preservation. Readers looking for a sober warning from former market insiders will find its perspective distinctive, even if they do not agree with every conclusion. If you would like to support Matthew Pippenberg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.